Welcome back to Racing Pulse. It's been a busy few days for Mick Price. He jumped on a plane, went up to watch his Golden Slipper favourite Profiteer work, and then came back and was at the sales by the afternoon. And from all reports, it was well worth the trip after what Profiteer was able to do yesterday morning. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. From what the track watchers said, Profiteer burned up the track yesterday morning. Were you happy with the piece of work?
Yeah, very much. They worked on the fence, on the grass, and worked with one of Gerald's. Well, I don't even know which one it was. It's Gerald's, but Gerald's was there to give us a hand. And, he sat off. James Innes rode him, who's a very good judge up there. Does a lot of Gerald's gallops and the boys up there. So, look, they ran half mile home and improving three. Time was good. Gerald said they don't work much better. And it was a hot and humid morning up there, Melbourne Colts. So I just had a walk and swim this morning, but left a little bit of feed, which is fine. And that was the main gallop in between. That was his main gallop in between the Wynn and the Millennium and Saturday. So that was what I wanted. And I thought the horse was brilliant. He didn't blow all that much. And he will be a good, strong chance on Saturday.
It's been a month since we've seen him in the Millennium. I'd imagine you wouldn't have done too much worth with him, but do you think he's still progressing, improving?
Yeah, I do. I think he's getting better. And look, when he won at Flemington, his first start, I thought, oh, well, it's a nice win. You know, we'll set it for the Millennium. And then I thought he was fairly impressive to do what he did in Millennium, and his trial was very good, and the horse is just getting on the up and up all the time and just getting better all the time. And I think it just needs to... I'd love to be able to say on Saturday over 1,200 metres he's going to just come out under a hold, and you bring a beginner, he's a fast horse, and we're not going to check him up, you know, but I'd love to... I think that he can just run his first half nice, and then second half of the race the best part of him, and then it'll be hard to beat.
I suppose that's the only question, because he has such blistering speed, and he was phenomenal what he did in the Millennium. And we saw Enthar not get the 1200 because she had such brilliance. Is there any concern about a strong 1200 with Profiteer for yourself?
Well, if you're going to run 10.5 second sectionals, yes. But this is what I'm saying. You know, I'd love to see him over 1,200 metres where you can just contain his first half of the race. And, we didn't hunt him out in the Millennium, but like you say, he's a brilliant horse. And I don't know, Huey got off and said at the 650, something spooked him. And he said he just blasted out underneath me. I haven't researched that one, but that's what he said. But anyway, you know, like I said, if he gets a nice, soft first 600, then he'll be very hard to beat.
It's going to be exciting to see him back on Saturday, and it's also going to be exciting to see your Group 1 filly, Odium, who returns. She's entered both at Flemington and in Sydney. Where's she heading?
She's going to Flemington, yeah. Yep. Walk or to ride. 1,400 metres against the older horses, that's fine. And then... I think a couple of weeks later, there's the Coolmore Legacy in Sydney, the good one for her. They're a bit keen to try her in the Australasian Oaks this time over 2,000 metres, which is fine. In Adelaide there, it's not till first week in May, I think. She's got a bit of racing to do in between time, have a bit of fun with her, but she's going brilliantly, very happy with her, and I think she'll be pretty competitive on Saturday.
Yeah, well, she's only lightly raced, but very, very good record and won first up. So can she? You expect her to go close to winning first up?
Can do. Yeah, can do. We've known for a while we want to run in the 1,400. 1,200 probably was going to always be, I think a mile's her best distance. And she's a god, you know, she's one of those three old fillies, good set of lungs. She only has to run in the first three Frank, that she's on the right track. I'll be happy, but no surprise to see her win if she has a nice run on the race. But she's going very well, and she looks set to have a good prep.
Looking forward to seeing Pinkham back. Such a big boom on this filly. And after what looked on face value a touch disappointing, she had a bit of a hard run, there was an issue. So it actually probably gave good credence to the performance at Caulfield first up. How is she?
She's very well. I've had that family for a little while, and I think we trained the grandmother Personal Ensign, and they're a breed that need to be kept fresh, kept away from hard gallops, space their runs, and I think she'll run very well. I wish it was 1,200. I think 1,200 is a better journey for her, and it's going to be a very good race, that. That with all these, you know, Oxley Road and those nice horses all coming into that race. Night Road won't run, and she'll run in Adelaide over 1,200. But anyway, look, Pinkham is a filly with a pedigree that we want to win black type with. And these are the races we need to run in. And like I said, we'll just space her runs. She'll run very well. She was 1,200, but she'll be there. She's a good filly.
Got Miss Guggenheim in the CUNY. She was a bit luckless first up. Are you running both her and Selfless?
Selfless will be an acceptor for the CUNY and the Morpheville Guineas in Adelaide on Monday. Selfless is a big track horse who run on. She is a 2,000 metre horse for sure. She's a big, strong redoute filly. And the other one will take its place there, I'd say. So she just needs the free rein, you know. She's a little bit slow out the other day and just got stuck behind traffic. So we just want to see her have every chance for a change. Hopefully she gets that. But she's a nice filly. And she deserves some black type. I think she's good enough for black type. But, yeah, we just need to give her every chance, you know.
Mm. When do we get to see Eton, who created a stir over
Eton is, he's 6 weeks off. Not in a huge rush with him. He's in about week three of pre-train. He'll come in here and we'll find some nice races for him. I reckon this preparation for him is like a preparation where we get his rating up and win some prize money with him. He may end up in Brisbane up there instead of slugging away down here in the winter. Get his rating up, give him a little breather and have a nice spring four-year-old to run in a race like the Toorak or something like that. You know, he's shown a heap of ability and just need to have a nice, neat little prep this time, and then spring as a four-year-old will be him.
Got three chances today. First start at Dawn Hunter in the Sankster colours. How does it go?
He's a nice horse, this colt. 1,200 is the minimum distance for him, so if there's something in the race with a little nippy turn of foot, he probably makes him a bit vulnerable, but I like him. He's a good, clean-winded, strong colt, and he went to Moonee Valley last Monday week ago and worked really nicely there. Big striding, 1,400-metre type, fresh over 1,200. I think you run very well. It's a funny race. The only guy's going to count around, I'd say. But, yeah, look, yeah, if he I'm not, it wouldn't shock me to see him win today, but he'd just be, you know, when you'll see him at his best 1,400 metre mile.
And you got Redeal first up, a done deal filly who wasn't far behind Odium last time we saw her.
Yeah, she's okay. She probably needs a bit of racing. She'll run okay. She needs a bit further. But she'll be all right. She'll probably better trifecta chance, I suppose.
And Fighting Harada, great job to get it to win from God knows how long it was out for. And, gee, was impressive at Pakenham.
Good job by the boys at the pool, the boys and girls down there. They put a lot of time and effort into him. He's been a problem child, that horse. But, you know, he's pretty talented. He can win, no doubt. If you have a look at some of his replays, all you see in the small fields is lock away. And it was a long time ago, but what I'm saying is his form should read a lot better. He's a better horse than what his form reads. And, he just has to put a bit of racing together. He'll run really well.
Good on you, Mick. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael.